The senior American official in Afghanistan said today that some al-Qaeda forces have crossed into Iran. They are in custody there, he said, but they have not been made available to the United States. Zalmay Khalilzad, President Bush's special envoy to Afghanistan, also said that factions in the Iranian government may be interfering in the effort to create a new government in Afghanistan. Khalilzad said the U.S. would like to work with Iran to make Afghanistan secure and stable, but his remarks suggested that may not be possible. NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Kabul.
Iran has played a double role in the war against terrorism in Afghanistan, according to Zalmay Khalilzad. Khalilzad was one of the American negotiators last month in Bonn, Germany, where an agreement was reached to establish an interim government in Afghanistan. Khalilzad says he worked with Iranian diplomats behind the scenes who were very helpful. Not so since the interim government took office in December, Khalilzad said today at the American embassy here in Kabul.
There are different Irans. The side of Iran that supports terror, that undermines the peace process in the Middle East, sees a threat to itself from developments here. We expect Iran to cooperate with regard to apprehension, as well as then making available al-Qaeda people that crosses into Iran, and quite a few have.
There are two different power centers in Iran. One reformist circle is centered around Iran's President Mohammad Khatami, who wants to improve relations with the United States. The other comprises hardline conservative figures in Iran's judiciary and intelligence service. It is that faction, apparently, that is unhappy with the emergence of a pro-Western government in Afghanistan backed by the United States. U.S. forces in northern and western Afghanistan have been watching Iranian flights into air bases and gathering intelligence on what those flights are carrying. Khalilzad was quite specific about what Iran is doing.
We expect Iran to contribute to stability in Afghanistan, not to undermine it by providing arms to particular areas or sending Quds forces or other subversive elements into Afghanistan.
Quds forces, Khalilzad said, are units from within the Iranian Revolutionary Guards. He said Iran had also sent Afghans trained in Iran known as Mohammed's soldiers back into Afghanistan, along with financial support to its favored factions. That is generally assumed to be the forces in the western city of Herat headed by Ismail Khan. Khan ruled Herat after the Soviet army withdrew from Afghanistan in 1989. He was jailed by the Taliban but escaped from prison 2 years ago and took sanctuary in Iran and reappeared to resume his rule in Herat after the Taliban's collapse in December. Khalilzad met with Ismail Khan recently and expressed U.S. concerns about Iran. President Bush warned Iran last week not to undermine the new government in Afghanistan. In response, the foreign ministry in Tehran said his comments were unfounded based on undocumented information. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Kabul.